Blog Talk Radio.
Watch me smoke. I never knew another human life could have the power to take over mine. So baby,
make my lips quiver. And when you touch me, my whole body shivers. Now I can see how another lie could have the power to take over my I need you desperately. It's kinda sick how I'm stuck on you, but I don't care cause I'm needing you. And how I feel will remain the same, cause you're my baby. And when the world starts to stress me out, it's to you, boy, without a doubt. You're the one who keeps me sane and I can't complain. You're like the drug, you relieve my pain. You're like the blood flowing through my veins, alive and feeding my brain. Now this is how another human life could have the power to take over my, cause you're mine.
When my hands around your soul, I know. Too many hoes, but they ain't you. You like to put that shit in your nose, but I still love you. Be doing shit that nobody knows. In the streets they be thinking you're a lady, but at home
you're my fucking
oh. If you ain't nasty, don't add me. I've been working all day. I like to run the streets in the dark out and then come home, blow your back out. I hope that's okay. I can't leave you alone.
Not for no 24 hours.
Lately I've been thinking about us. About
you as real as they come.
But you would rather be on them drugs. And I would rather hang with my thugs. Fuck when you've been draining me out. You know that. You know that well. Where'd I throw that? You better kiss it before I go. If you ain't nasty, don't add me. I've been working all day. To run the streets in the dark out, to come through and blow your back out. I hope that's okay. I can't leave you alone, no, no.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone.
I am Miss VIP, and tonight I am joined by my beautiful, with my beautiful salty diva, La Perla Negra. Diva, how are you tonight?
Hey, girl, I'm feeling great.
All right, now, that's what's up.
How you doing?
So I'm glad you're riding on with me. So
oh, cool.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this show tonight is sponsored by Raw Links, and I got mine. You got yours, Diva.
Oh, Diva, I got on my set tonight. I usually have just one on, but I got my set on tonight. Yes, I got my necklace and my bracelet. Yes, yeah. I need to get me an anklet and a toe ring.
That's what's up. Well, listen, everybody. Y'all need to go on his website and get those Raw Links. Why be average when you could be raw? So let's give a shout out to our CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, for this platform. So shout out to you, boss man. So ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get this party started. This is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. So ladies and gentlemen, enjoy the show. So Diva, I am eager about what everybody has to say tonight about our topic. Tonight we're talking about fetishes, and I might have made a mistake tonight, like you made one last week. My goodness! So, ladies and gentlemen,
I don't recall.
So, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, to join us tonight, I want y'all to call in. The dialing number is 319-527-6300. And y'all press 1 to get on this line. So Diva, tell me something.
Yeah.
You have a fetish?
Yeah.
What's your fetish?
I do. My fetish? I have a combination of fetishes. Mine are visual and vibrational. I like to see the motion of the lips. I watch lips. I read them. I don't say anything, but I look at people's lips. They think I'm looking in their eyes, but I'm looking at their mouths. Now, eventually, I do stare in their eyes because that's my other fetish. I love that long, drawn-out eye contact. Girl, when you know, and the words don't need to be spoken. Okay?
Ooh.
Yeah.
This is my last one.
When you draw each other in close, just before making that skin contact, you stop, and you take a deep inhale. Look them up and down and just sit back and look. You don't make contact. I like a tease a little bit. So, that's my fetishes, some of them. What, Diva, I want to know, and I know the rest of the poetry world wants to know, what are your fetishes? And do you actually have any?
You know what? I do. I should say, I do my research, because at first I was kind of like getting the fetish and the kink mixed up. So with the fetish, it's a behavior that turns you on sexually. So then I was like, and then the kink is all the chains, the whips and nipple clamps and all that good shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, kissing turns me on. I mean, you know, people say, you know, they like my lips, but I'm like you. I watch somebody's lips, but I also watch that smile. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
and,
absolutely.
The behavior is, if you can kiss, you can lick. If you lick, you can bite. And if you can bite, you can suck. something.
You trouble. You know what? Listen.
Y'all have to excuse the voice. I mean, let me tell you, I've had maybe 6 hours of sleep in 2 days, so I'm really tired, and this is why I sound this way. So I know I sound like 8 octaves lower, but
What are you excusing? You don't excuse what you enjoy. You just partake and lavish in it, you know.
Well, you know what? I do hope to be indulging pretty soon in one of those fetishes. So, Diva, I think we should. You got your piece, girl.
I did this today, not too long ago. Actually, I think maybe an hour and a half ago I finished it. So yeah, I got my piece. Sure enough, and I hope you like it.
I really do. I'm sure I will.
Okay.
The mic is yours, my dear.
Thank you. All right, so I struggled with this title, but I'm going to give you the one I came up with.
Okay.
This is called Imagination for My Fetish. He is constantly in and out of my head. My imagination by day, hot, steamy dream by night, about sweating up our sheets, covers being tossed to the floor while pillows are squeezed tight, messing up the bed. My fetish is eye contact and lip reactions, nose to nose, kissing, sucking, breathing in each other. Hands and mouths exploring with a fever burning in all our sins. Words whispered softly as they border on moans. She's soaking wet. He's making her groan. Oh, how he excites me. As evening proceeds into darkness, my clitoris budding through my savory sweet lips. Hair locked, tangled, and messy, he undresses me. I spread my legs across soft Egyptian cotton while he proceeds to eat my hips, held down tight by the weight of his upper body. Sucking and nipping my nipples, he becomes fully erect. I slide my hands, massaging his man. He's so fucking anxious, and he's jumping in my hands, totally lubed, covered in spit, my head bobbing up and down, sliding him back and forth in my throat, working my shit. Yeah, I took it there. With a hand, he pushes me back while sliding down to my clit. I squeeze the pillow tight and moan as he growls, changing his tone, telling myself this shit simply ain't fair. Two hands and a hot mouth down there. An invitation went out and I climbed up onto his face. He's so fucking hungry after waiting for a taste. He attacked my whole pussy with a feverish hunger, starting with my inner thigh running through the numbers, cleaning up as he worked his way down and simply nibbling on my lips, preparing for my first erupt. Head clenched between my thighs while my hips grind at a pace, exploding in ecstasy in his mouth, all through his beard and all over his face. I slid down onto his member as soon as I thought it was safe. Oh, she's so tight, he can barely stand it. Ripping his way in as I greedily ride, doing damage. I'm riding down low so we can commence our tonguing, nibbling on ears, sucking on necks, dick and pussy just humming and coming, breathing hard, we collapsed, constantly shattering, pussy convulsing around his erection, bringing him to one last eruption. We both wake up, pillows torn with feathers everywhere. I can't wait until tomorrow's light when our imagination takes us back there. And that's that piece.
Diva, diva. Oh, my word. Lord have mercy. Y'all hear this, ladies and gentlemen? Is this where we're going tonight? Oh, my goodness. My piece, I don't even want to go at you, girl, because my piece is so short. I haven't had really time, but Lord, have mercy.
You're going to give us what you got. You're going to give it to us good, just like you always do. So I don't want no excuses. We not even doing that up here. You
this
know
is a short, short piece. This is a short piece.
Give us what you got. The mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. This piece is untitled, y'all. A fetish is a behavior I can't do without because I'm turned on sexually. Kiss me like you miss me. And if it's damn good, my clothes will seem to melt away. While we're sexing and you spank me, my body will shine in that sexual sheen, especially when you bite me. Suck me on my while trying to look at my computer screen. I could have a fetish on porn that it keeps me constantly on porn, but I cannot help to watch, to hear those in the throes of Congress. Ooh, did I hear a smack? Another one? They got me wet. And when they're done, so am I, and I admit I'm a mess. I guess I have many fetishes, but I wouldn't trade them for all the wishes in the world. Many people mistake a fetish for a kink, but it's cool. It's all about pleasure, no matter what I think. And that's that piece.
You know what, Diva? Your voice is trouble because it distracts me from hearing the words sometimes. I get caught up in the soft sultriness of your voice. And I hear the words, but I don't hear them. I'm not absorbing them because I'm like, God. Now listen, I don't do fish, okay?
Right.
I like beef. But if I
there
did,
you
your voice would be it for me.
Well, thank you, Diva.
That was a sexy piece.
Yeah,
I like that.
Thank you so much. You know what, though, Diva? You mentioned in your piece about growling, and you know who's on the mic next?
Oh, God. Who's on the mic? Oh, I see him. Oh,
yes.
Lord.
Yes.
Well, guess what? Wait, before you open his mic, let me say this to him before he starts talking. Growl for me, Daddy.
Ooh. Lord, I'm going to bring him in right now. Ladies and gentlemen, we got us a C-34, our wordsmith and the growler. C-double, welcome to the Aromatic Love Zone, Lord.
Okay.
Hey, how are you?
I'll be good once I get what I asked for.
I thought I just gave it to you.
No, I want to growl.
You really want one?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, after that piece that you read, you know I'm visual and creative. You know why you did that to me?
Yeah.
I'm like,
you know I like to do it. You know how I like to do it.
I know you like to do it.
Well, you don't have to ask that. Yeah, I already know.
Hi, Miss VIP. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I'm going to leave the song choices alone for tonight. I'll keep that to myself.
Okay.
Especially after hearing La Perla Negra's piece.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Ready to see you then.
I'll be good.
Yeah.
I'm going to be good. like I'm hearing Phil Bailey singing Fantasy.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
Well, you know, Sea Devil, I'm going to let my diva ask you the question. Diva.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I was waiting to hear more of his voice. But tonight, C-34 music. I think that's the first time in a long time that I've said your complete pen name. Are you ready for the question?
Well, yes, I am.
Okay, well, tonight we'd like to know, what's your fetish?
I have a few. Intellectual conversation is one that really turns me on. Made me think about this female who was like had these African features, but 400 pounds. But her intellectual conversation made me want to hit it. Didn't know how I was going to hit it because she was 400 pounds, but you know, we got around there. Put it like that.
Okay.
Secondly, a woman that embraces her femininity. Because if she's trying to be me, that's a turn off.
If she embraces her femininity,
I can deal with that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one is in this piece that I have. And it's physical.
Well, I'll tell you what. Mic is yours.
This piece is called Got Milk. I want to be your bosom buddy. I'm not Tom Hanks wearing a dress. But my lips, my tongue, my teeth has a taste for your humongous, magnificent breast. Watermelons quenching my thirst for excitement. Nipples standing erect, pointing my direction, inviting me to nurse you. But you're not my mother, which makes this so much better. Those areolae are like an eclipse. My eyes are on the targets. I'm hypnotized, and I just can't miss. How I want to perform liposuction by my lips sucking you, drinking you like liquor under the midnight as you're glistening. Listen to the sounds of me slurping you in infamy. Double D, your mountains, symbolic of Montezuma. Let your shores become tsunami from Tripoli, size Tripoli. You got me tripping, please. I remember you telling me you're a chief. Lord have mercy. I say like dancehall reggae. I fantasize them surrounding my thrust back and forth until I bust. Molten lava and I can't stop being in awe of them. I lost the fight from your temptations. You're titillating and I keep saying yes to you. Your deep cleavage makes me a believer. Damn, I want you. Damn, I need you. I'm a heathen and a boob because you're heathen. Girl, you're lucky I'm not single. I'm just being real because you need to hear this. Now, can I see them? That's that piece.
That's definitely that piece. You want to see them, huh?
Yes, I do.
Well, damn. All right now.
They don't care how they look. Mm. You just want to see them. You hear that, Diva?
Yeah. All right. Look.
That's what I'm talking about. That's how real men are. They don't care how they look. They just want to see them.
Yep.
You want to brighten your man's day? Send him a picture of the titties.
Right in the face.
Oh, well, then.
Let them hang. Slap me with them like you Will Smith.
I'll beat the hell out of somebody with my titties, man.
Yeah.
You ain't right. You are not right.
Well, Miss VIP is better than me sounding drunk like Ashanti.
Oh, no.
Baby. Sound like
you
Suge
leave
Avery.
My girl alone.
You sound like Suge Avery. I don't want a boy. I want a man. You're a man.
You're horrible. Messing with my girl. How you gonna call my girl like that?
I like her.
Well, put them back in my face. I'll be fine.
Oh, no. You want to make me choke on my damn salad.
Well, I can choke on something, damn.
I can choke on something, too. That's another conversation.
Send me to
the I'm going to hand the mic back over to my diva. I'm cutting up tonight.
Yes. See, Dungeon, I think, well, first of all, that was a sexy piece. And, but I'm going to have to give you your peppermint snaps and hit you in the love lounge. All right.
Mm. All right. Thank you. And
you have to move.
One more thing for the Perla Negra.
Mm-hmm.
Baby.
Oh. I'm here. Hello?
Oh.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
One love, one mic.
Great good God Almighty. Now, Diva.
Uh-oh.
This is not going to get
any
better. This is not
going to
get any better. No. I got my water. So it's going to help us out. Yes. Next on the mic, ladies and gentlemen, we have Poetic.
Hey, Miss VIP, La Pearl, La Negra, hey, Danielle.
Hey, Ben. How you doing?
Hey, Adrian.
Oh, my God. Hi.
I tickled this shit out of me. Say it again.
Hey. Oh, my God. Hi, Ben. Hey,
this topic y'all got, let's talk about it. I mean, let's.
All credit due to my diva.
Yeah,
let's talk about it. Ask the question, diva. I want to hear what he got to say.
Me too. Poetic, I'm sure you have fetishes, and we want to know what are they. Do tell.
How much time you got?
All the time you
listen
want.
To you all night, but we doing stuff.
I mean, I got so many fetishes. They hard to name them all. But I will tell you my number one fetish. Is the fact that I'm pleasing you and you're satisfied. That is a fetish for me. Because the more and more you're satisfied, the more and more I'm turned on, the more and more it gets hotter, the more it gets wetter. Baby, listen. That's one fetish. The other fetish is, I love making a woman come as many times as she can before she taps out, because I'm not the one tapping out. I'm just saying.
You haven't been yet.
Like I said, I'm not the one tapping out.
You haven't been yet, but
Mm-hmm. You know, La Perla Negra.
Lord.
You are a wonderful, wonderful talker.
I'm an excellent counselor. I'm an excellent conversationalist.
I've had your combo.
My kind.
Guess what happened?
My kind. I'm one
guess
of
what
the
happened?
Kind.
Guess what happened? Do you
what
know
happened? What happened? Tell me what happened.
You tap the fuck out.
Anything's possible.
But excellent show y'all got going on here tonight. Y'all,
thank you.
Well, thank you.
Y'all,
that's my diesel topic, not mine. I ain't had nothing to do with it.
Y'all, man.
For once, I'm guilty. My name is Adrian. It's not Shaggy.
This is your
topic. This is my topic.
But I heard y'all fetishes, though. Miss, I just like the way that smile. I like vibrations.
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do. Vibrating here, vibrating there, with lips, with tongue. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah,
my tongue vibrates.
About my fetish. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Okay, so you like your woman to be satisfied.
I do.
Okay.
Turns me on.
That's
like you would not believe. Oh, God. It's, you know what, it ain't nothing like being a satisfied woman. The way she looks, the way she moans, oh my God.
That's peace.
That's love.
That is peace, baby.
I especially love it when her body go limp, because she just bleached.
Lord Hammer.
I'm trying to be good tonight. I ain't going to, I'm ready to talk some shit, but back to you, Diva.
Okay, poetic.
Yes, ma'am.
Listen, to quote my diva, I know you bought something delicious for us to listen to. I'm sure of it. So how about you bless the mic?
It would be my pleasure. This piece is called Appointed Fetish. I really don't know if I can call this a fetish, but allow me to release this. My sexual desire and gratification is linked to your extreme pleasure, and I'm present and accounted for to reassure that I'm not done until you come over and over again. So after your first cream or squirt, don't say when. Cause I'm going to ignore that shit until your toes curl, or your eyes roll and twirl, maybe until your lips are quivering, even when your legs are shaking. It will be like I'm your very own personal fetish guru, and it's true. Once I learn your body and the things you like me to do, I will forever enjoy licking, sucking, touching, tasting, penetrating each part of you, at least until you say, Daddy, can we try some new things, baby? That's when we get kinky. I mean, extra, extra freaky. Pull out the whips, swings, restraints, and other toys. Because I'm trying to have my kink match my fetish so we both can enjoy. Oh, you like to be decorated like my dessert. I got all kinds of fruit and whipped cream, but my dick I will insert. After I enjoy using my tongue to taste your flavor with all the other ingredients, but you open your mouth wide for my natural nutrients. Oh, you like to swallow. Spread your legs so I can follow. Because I need you to come for the second, third, fourth time. You know, because that's about when we lose count, because you squirt so good it's like filling a glass of wine. Except my beard and tongue and my lips will be the orgasmic recipient of that luscious drip, just like golden honey. Sweet as pineapple juice, oh, and honey, you taste so damn delish. You, baby, are my fetish. In peace.
See, you just
love
that.
No. Where is my voice? My ice melted. Thank you so much. I'm poetic. My ice melted. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're, my pleasure.
I'm going
to have to go get some more ice. I'm with my lord.
I like topics like this.
Lord.
You cut that. That's what it is. Diva, I have to say, after hearing that, I got to be honest. Y'all are taking me to a level where it's keeping me at a level. Y'all done took me to that level, but it's keeping me at that level. And this erotic thing, it just keeps getting better and better. And y'all are waking up a beast in me. Y'all gonna make me start acting a certain way. I'm just giving everybody a heads up. Okay, y'all about to see a side in me that is not going to change no time soon. Because as long as I'm doing erotica. Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. You know what, poetic. You know, I'm a super fan. You ain't got to be so damn nasty. You know, your vibe is crazy, crazy strong. Listen, I'm not finished. I wasn't questioning. I'm just saying your vibe is crazy strong. It's good. And I see why. Do you see this, Diva? You see the red light beeping? Here she go. Can I just one more thing? One more thing I need to say. One more thing I need to say because now I lost my train of thought. We need you to come back. Or, Diva, was you going to have him do the rundown now?
Can we have him come back in a little bit, please?
We sure can. Would you come back, poetic?
It would be my pleasure.
Just for a little bit.
Kalinda seems to be okay with me coming back. She just don't want me to stay too long when I come back. She said I've already done my part. So,
I get it.
Okay.
All right. Well, then, great. That was delicious, delectable, sexy, Lord have mercy, all wrapped up in one. So thank you.
Thank you so much. You're more than welcome.
Lord have mercy. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Girl.
This was my idea.
You see why
I added
another alias to his list, his repertoire. Trouble indeed.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. So, Diva, let's take a station ID break.
All right, you got it, Diva. I got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is 10 minutes to the hour, and the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And we want you to press that 1 because inquiring minds want to know tonight. So, Diva, with that being said, how about we bring on the next caller?
All right, bring them on in.
Area code 773. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. Who do we have on the line?
Hey, it's Jamie the artist.
Jamie!
What's going on?
Hi.
How you been?
What you up to, Diva?
I've been all right. Been hanging in there, you know. Had to kind of take a break and just get myself together and all of that, and then just trying to, you know, double-decker, trying to get back in the groove, trying to make everybody show, and it's just like dates change, hours change. I'm like, listen, I'm going to get in where I fit in and just go from there. But I saw the event reminder yesterday, and I made sure I put interested so it'll remind me. And I'm just like, I'm just laying here. Let me call in and show my support.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Thank you. I missed you. We all miss you around here. Girl, so
I know. I was over here listening to Van, to Poetic Form. I'm like, my gosh.
Girl,
I know, right? Lord have mercy.
That man's trouble. He know he's trouble.
Wait, isn't that your bestest or whatever it is? Stop, please.
My favorite is.
Oh, your favorite is. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's something I ain't heard in a long time, right there, so. Girl, so. Is it my turn to ask the question, Diva?
It is.
Okay. Well, Jamie the artiste, are you ready for the question?
Ooh, I don't know, but okay, let's go.
It's simple, darling. We just want to know,
okay,
what is your fetish?
My fetish?
Mm-hmm.
Well, kinks and fetishes are two different things, so that's not it. I'm not really sure I have a fetish per se. I know I have kinks. I wouldn't say fetish per se. I think I have more kinks than the fetish. I don't think I really have a fetish per se.
Well, give us your kinks.
Right, man.
I like fantasies and kinks. I don't really have a fetish per se. I don't. By definition, I don't think I have a fetish. I have fantasies and I have kinks. So, but I guess in the world of fetish, I have to give you a kink. I like role playing, and I like you know, being restrained a little bit. I like being dominated a little bit, and that's all I'm gonna say. I'm gonna just leave it at that.
So I'm gonna tell you. You gave us a fetish, okay? Because the kink are the tools that you would use. The fetish is what the hell is that? I can't even think of it. But your fetish, you said you like to be restrained. So the fetish is the actual restraint, the holding you back, and the
tools being used. Like this restraint is more of, I guess you say, like a natural one. You know, it just you know, I don't have any like handcuffs or rope. I'm not there yet. I don't think I trust them. So right now the restraint is just all, you know, so much is just, you know, just arms and just that. It ain't nothing. I don't have, like, the fuzzy handcuffs that everybody has, I guess, in the nightstand. I didn't get that kit yet. I'm not quite there yet. I haven't evolved into all of that yet. So mine is just, like, a natural restraint, I guess would be the way to put it.
Yeah, I'm like,
what,
borderline.
You like to be held down by him, his body weight? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. But, you know, I know he can't do both. And, you know, so that's what I'm saying. I'm not there. I haven't came across a person, I think, where we've sat down and decided, let's go to the store and get stuff and that. You know what I'm saying? Or I'm not. You know,
well,
so, yeah,
you didn't get it. Yeah, I did. I got to go to my friends at home. I love the smell of fresh leather. But I ain't had nobody to help me break them in yet. They're still brand new, still in the package. I took them out maybe twice to take some pictures in, but that was it.
Oh.
I haven't had them used on me. You know? But I got them in them and I got out of them all by myself.
Oh, okay.
Jamie's like, well.
Wow.
Right, okay. How about those bears?
I can't wait to bring
Jamie,
I'm going to play.
Okay. Lord. And she can't wait. She can't wait to get them used on her. That's what that is.
Child, I'm trying to tell you, not fast enough. So, Jamie, we know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight.
I couldn't decide between the two, so I just went with, like, the shorter one. But if y'all want the other one, I'll give you that one, too.
Whichever one you choose, go with the one you said first, and the mic is yours.
Okay. This is called punctuation. I want you, period. So you've crawled into my headspace, speaking to me in lowercase, promising that your actions will be capital. So let's touch lips, hips, like parentheses, while you hover above me like an apostrophe, hoping that you leave marks on me like an asterisk, in case I need to quote you. Because I love how you get me to do everything I say I won't do. So when we undress, our garments leave a trail like an ellipsis, a prelude to a kiss as our moans fill in for the empty space and our tongues are tangled up like an ampersand while you use your voice to guide my hands. Because you're in command. Because you're hung like a semicolon and I'm stacked on top like a colon as you use your fingers like a comma, inserting them wherever you dare. Just squeezing, caressing, groping for emphasis while I'm gasping for air, inviting you to explore more so that you'll go down like an underscore, holding my legs in place like a bracket. You're my favorite literature habit, and if you think it's great so far, just wait till you see me arch like a question mark. No dash and dine, because you're all mine. You love the taste, and I love the pace, and I want your exclamation point straight to the face. In peace.
Oh. Wait. Dude, I heard something about being embedded or written in your skin or what was that engravement? I can't remember the line, but I'll hear it's something you said about, I don't know, something about skin.
I don't think I mentioned skin at all.
One thing, he hung like a dad on semicolon,
You were facing it like parentheses.
Let's touch lips and hips like parentheses while you hover above me like an apostrophe.
Yes. It's a simple thing, Lord.
Usually everybody's favorite line is being arched like a question mark.
That was perfect. I love the parentheses.
I'm holding the semicolon.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
It's the question mark and the semicolon. Everybody always get hung up on the hung like a semicolon.
Hey, now. Yeah,
I
yeah.
love that. She came back on fire, Diva. Do you hear this?
Okay. I'm like, wait a minute. Who, what? What'd she say?
Yeah.
That's why I was like, what? Woo, wait. Yo. Okay. Jamie, look, you back. You ain't never left, for real. So we expect you back a lot. Because, damn, girl, I heard so many metaphors now. I was like, well, wait a minute. So now I'm going to go to bed and sleep. Next time I see a semicolon, I'm going to know what's going on. Doggone it. Never look at another one the same again. Oh, Lord, now I'm thinking of a curb. Jamie, I'm going to escort you over to the Love Lounge. You got to go. I'm thinking about the wrong kind of stuff, Lord. Thank you so much. Listen, we got your favorite libation and, look, your the Lachaise. All right, you can slide on in, girl. And thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord, one love, one night.
One mic.
Oh, Diva. I'll tell you what. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I believe the next caller wants us to skip her. So I'm going to bring in.
Okay.
I'm going to bring in Sincere, okay?
The second trouble?
I'm going to bring in the newest addition to the family of Tiffany.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
All right. Hello, Anonymity. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Welcome.
Oh, I'm good. Diva, how you doing?
Wow.
Can you hear
we're
me?
We're fine. Yeah, I hear him. Oh, it's your turn, by the way. Or was it my turn?
No, I just asked Jamie the question.
Oh, okay, it's my turn. Oh. So, the newest host of Iron Sharpest Iron. We want to know what you're talking about tonight. What's your fetish or fetishes? So we want to know. Where did he go?
I don't know. I can't seem to hear him. I don't know. I can't hear him. Are you muted?
I don't know. Well, look, we'll come back to him too then, all right?
Yeah, we'll come back to you.
All right. So,
all right, I got you.
Let's bring on.
We got another call with Diva.
So we bring. Yeah, let's bring on area code 314. Hey, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How are you?
I am good. Awesome. How are you doing?
We're good. Oh Lord, here comes trouble number three. I'm good. How are you?
I know this. Mm-hmm. I think I know this number.
So, the question of the
right now.
Okay. So,
I have a technical issue.
We want to know tonight. Okay. Well, you want to mute? Well, anyway, we want to know what are your fetishes or fetish. But knowing you is more than one, so what's up?
my fetish is your wetness. I want you to watch me cause you as you witness. I want to test you. Litmus, have a contest or a conquest like a lick fest. I speak in tongues because I lick best. I'm a beast licking sweet meat. I nibble and munch like a rabbit eating lettuce for lunch. See my tongue, my lips, and my mouth were all divinely chose. My fetish is your wetness. VIP, I got the energy. Now lay back as I suck your pretty toes.
See that? Man. See my ice, my ice water, the ice water.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Okay, I'm like, well, what? See, come on now.
That was the question. That wasn't my piece.
He just came in here. Thank you. Oh my God.
That wasn't
his message.
Oh God.
Diva, that was not his piece. He's trouble number three.
Oh, God.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to mute myself.
This is way longer than that.
Child, I'm about to mute myself, and I'll just sit here and wait to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right. Go
ahead.
Mind
if I take a look?
Divine Dean.
All right. I am like water. Imagine as you imbibe these thoughts I'm about to describe. Imagine that I take a whole new shape or new form. Picture me becoming so far different than the norm. It's 85 degrees, your hair is a mess, and your prey doesn't get any hotter. You're sweaty and sticky, and you dream that suddenly I am like water. As I wet your lips, you kiss my face and push me down your throat. Your orifice embraces me as I cascade down your warm, hollow moats. You pour a tall glass and I coat your salivary glands. Then I do flips in your voice box. I'm skilled, no hands. As you take a cold shower, I trickle and drip down your back. You turn on my pressure and aim so I can close off your crack. You decide to sprinkle not enough, then you fill up your tub. Then you light the candles and invade me, mixed with take me away love. You stay inside me until you're tired and your skin starts to wrinkle. The things you do when I kiss your skin just may not be legal. Imagine I'm your new infinity pool. I'm 6 feet by 12 inches deep. First you insert your toe, then you decide to take a leap. Imagine I'm the ocean, then you bring your friends, float, stroke, and admire me. You come up for air and say, if I'm trying to cool off, why am I on fire, deep peace? I am like water.
Damn, you know what? I can.
There's a reason why you are called Chris the Gifted.
Yes.
Why is that?
And Divine Dean on the other flip side of that coin. Lord, help us. Let me interject.
Right? I just want to make this clear because sometimes people get a little confused. The nasty side is Divine Demon. The good guy is Chris the Gifted. So that right there was a Divine Demon piece.
That was a Divine Demon. That's Lord.
I kind of figured that because of the word demon. I kind of figured that.
I mean, think about it. Water, it's all good. Water to survive.
That's true. Lord, have mercy. I can't even keep ice.
Child, it ain't getting no better. It ain't getting no better.
Lord. Anyway, thank you so much. You know how I'm a big fan of yours, for real. Day one. Diva, you escort him into the Love Lounge, please, because I can't.
I sure will. Mr. Divine Demon, would you mind following me?
Absolutely.
All right. One love, one mic.
Yes, please, please.
One love, one mic. Diva.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Okay. Can we grab Kalinda's boyfriend back in for a minute?
We sure can. Oh God, trouble indeed. Bring him in.
I know, but I need to recover from the trouble, from the other trouble and the trouble. You know what I mean?
Well, here you go.
Oh my goodness. Hey, Poetic.
Hey. Man, hey. Y'all just getting all kinds of ways tonight.
No,
you
right?
What? What is that?
You got all discombobulated.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. I trouble indeed. She brought you in for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I did.
What reason is that? Please
can you please do the lineup, Lord, please?
Yes, I can handle that.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. It is your favorite hip-hop 100. Pick one of your favorite hip-hop songs out of your top 100 and bring that peace. And then Friday night, it's going to be Iron Sharpened Iron with Anonymity and guest host the Pearl La Negra. Hey, and then Saturday night, y'all, Poetic Therapy is back with La Pearl La Negra and Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday night, y'all, is the Inspiration Factory with Divine Inspiration and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, y'all, oh my goodness, Monday night, King and Queen's Quarters with King Atterbury and Queen Simmons. Tuesday night's going to be War Council with your host, Mojave. And then we'll be right back here for another fine edition of the Erotic Love Zone with those sexy divas, Ms. VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Ladies, back to you.
Lord have mercy.
Well, thank you so much. Wow.
Going back in the love lounge with ladies. Lord.
I guess you have to go back to your woman.
Excuse me, let me go on.
All right. Lord have mercy.
All right, Diva. I know what the issue was last time. What happened?
What?
We didn't unmute his microphone, so I'm going to do that now.
You know what? You're going to be all right. You're going to really be all right.
We're going to bring that sincere. A.K.A. Anonymity. How you doing tonight, sincere? Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone.
Welcome.
First of all, I am very happy to be here, first and foremost. And it's okay. I didn't know. I thought it was my phone. I was trying everything like old Matt, but I'm here. So no harm, no foul. How y'all doing, ladies?
I'm good. It was my fault. It was my fault.
No. These things happen. Look, I make mistakes myself. So, you know, but like I said, I got. Now I just muted myself for a second, so it happened. This is in the
okay.
air. But, yo, I have to say, what a dope topic and show. The sexy, I didn't change my poem a couple times, even went inside poems and revised poems. me, what this energy is how it's calling me, so. Some things sound like trouble, but I love it. I absolutely love what I'm hearing.
Well, you trouble
you.
Junior.
Thank you.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
I've heard some guys.
Let me
give me four.
Help us all.
Yes. All right, so. Is it my turn to ask, or yours? You know I get lost in the song.
Uh-oh.
It's my turn. Okay, well, Anonymity, mm-hmm. Are you ready for the question?
I am.
We want to know,
What is your fetish?
Okay, that's actually simple and sweet. I get my pleasure from her getting hers. So.
Oh, another one. We got another one, Diva. Go ahead.
I get my the more she enjoys, the more I enjoy, and it just becomes a revolving circle of life. I call it. So that's just how it kind of goes. It's just an adventure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So.
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. Because you know what? That's another one of my fetishes, too. I get off on him getting off, knowing that I'm bringing him pleasure. To see his body respond to my touch, what I'm doing to him, makes me keep doing it to him until he just, as a certain poet said earlier, taps out. And they have fallen asleep afterwards. I'm gonna just leave it at that.
You know, I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna, as you said that, I'm just gonna explain the physical nature of my being. My heart rate just sped up, and I feel it. I'm literally sitting at a chair in front of my computer, and my heart rate feels like I just jogged a mile. I promise you, I'm ready to go to the doctor. I'll be like, am I okay?
thank you.
And Ms. VIP, I just have to say, because I wouldn't feel right if I didn't.
Yeah.
There is something in your voice that I truly think we better keep a distance. Just saying. I like it.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
I'm just saying.
Thank you. You just saying.
Just because I'm not a perv, so I speak the truth. You can lullaby.
Well, thank you.
But I'm not even going to say too much. I might get banned from the show.
No, not going to happen here.
No.
Talk about it. No. We want to. That's actually a poetic show. Let's talk about it. So we'll leave it for that.
You know what? There's a topic for you. I totally agree. Poetic. I know you listening, but there's a topic. Let's talk about it. We ain't even gonna go there. I was thinking about the topic, so I didn't. I'm gonna go there. We can talk about it, but I'm gonna go there. So I'm gonna go there, and I'm just preparing. Just giving in advance, just a preparation, because I know as I was playing around, I said, this one might get me in trouble.
Okay, well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right, so this poem for the menage a trois, three-way, her way. In her eyes, I see images of us, seen like a scene, where fantasy meets reality, modeled nude for the unveiling of our inhibitions, framed in our atrocities, famed by the mantra of seduction. Tonight, we'll become peekaboo images of see no evil, hear no evil, while the heart pounding, jaw dropping, hand cuffing, legs shaking, pelvis thrusting, deep throating, long stroking, tells of us, testifies of a type of sex that leaves us vexed behind a frenzy of emotions. Tonight, we shall be such motions, an abomination, pornographic emulation of lust, added by the sum of us, multiplying our chemistry through the equation of a menage a trois. She, me, and he, fueling the foreplay for addiction. I'll be her pusher, pushing the limits of erotica, manipulating her wants, her needs, her desires, crossing the threshold of each sex hole through the sacrifice of an offering, being offered for her enjoyment. My body's been prepped for deployment, ready to be undressed, flexed, stretched inside her walls like a Spartan warrior, disguising my horse in Trojan armor. Tonight she'd be willing, receptive, for the reception of receiving multiple dicks penetrating in every entrance she's been eager to try. We'll beat the pussy like beasts, lions, tigers, and bears. Her sex drive kept on high under the influence of dried semen white lines trailed upon the fullness of her breast. She'll stroke his ego in her caress, seeing my jealousy, unveiling her chastity, giving all to him with her sex, while I am watching, mentally masturbating, craving for the suction of her lips, deep throating up and down on that dick while he's bruising her larynx against his kiss. My whispers whimpered in jealousy, bitch. Now watch me fuck you while he fucks you, since we're emotionally, physically fucked. You, we can't go back. So let's continue while I feast between her legs, sipping upon pussy lips dripping, keeping her cuffed like a slave, being fucked in the various finished positions of missionary, like a mystery, taking her to a forbidden place, dick crossing her boundaries like the Mason Dixon, north to south, pussy to mouth, exploding from self-stroking all over her face. Have you ever seen an ejaculation of semen landing upon the island of beauty? Then I dive round too deep in her ocean. I consumed her with thickness, hard dick stiff with tension, measuring the depths of her ocean with 8 inches of pleasure. However, each stroke played upon her keys in ecstasy, hips gyrating in constant rotation. We kept her mind fucked and sucked into seduction, being baptized in the flood of her eruption, while the tsunami stained my fucking bedsheets. Continued fucking her right, seeking what's left unreleased. Tongue dipping from pussy to asshole, pushing in through the back door, I sodomized in the gaping of Gamor. And still she begged for more. My dick steady throbbing, rising harder than before. Stage down and ass up, oral to anal we explored. Every fantasy through this reality, opening Pandora's box a bit more, through the description for her addiction, minus the metaphors, this shit be us. End Paul.
God damn.
Oh my God. Really?
No.
That's how you gonna come in here with us and do it, you gonna do it like that?
Diva, did you hear that?
So this is what you're doing, really. This is what you're doing.
I gave a forewarning. I hope I'm still invited to the party.
Oh, you invited to the party. Oh, my God. I don't know how much
out of these I just cannot keep ice in my water, I'm trying to tell you. It keeps melting. Y'all are bringing it to me. Y'all killing me. Can't handle ice water.
It's just creative writing. That's all. But you know, there's a reason why anonymity is the ghost. There's a mask there for certain reasons that we won't talk about. Right. Sometimes a mask is necessary.
Diva.
Look.
Hey, Diva.
I ain't even come through to start no trouble. Wait a minute.
But you brought it to us. You brought
Lord,
trouble to
Lord.
Us. Y'all men get on here and you do something to us. You move us, cause involuntary spasms that we have no control over. We just gotta allow them to play out. Your voice is just. Your peace is just
help alone.
Your uniqueness, your creativity just y'all do something to us.
All this dope fire coming through here, I mean, ooh.
And ladies, I
you just had to
say
add to it, huh? Just rub the accelerant on it, huh? That's what you're doing. That's what you did. You just threw the accelerant on it. You just inflated us even more. But I thank you, though. I really do.
I thank you, too.
Exactly. Whoa. We're gonna take you into the love lounge. We got to teach you into the love lounge, because
we can start some trouble over there, too.
Help
I'm
us.
About ready. A little sippy sip.
Okay.
I'm about ready to lounge.
Follow me. We got your favorite libation over there anyway, and whatever else you want to eat. So with that saying, wait a minute. Don't let him go. Wait. He's going to let you go.
Uh-huh.
What you got going on?
I know.
Right? Can't let you go.
I know.
No.
Right? Oh, so this coming Friday to be exact, at exactly 10 p.m., Epiphany Radio presents Iron Sharpens Iron, a Royal Pen's perspective, a place to come in, bring a piece, get some feedback about how it made us feel, some real true feedback, and an opportunity to wow us and wow yourself and have an opportunity even talk to me, and it'd be my co-host, Miss LaPearl Negra, who we're enjoying one half of what we're hearing tonight. So she'll be joining me, giving me a hand, helping me take these reins so I'll be able to ride on by myself. But this Friday, 10 p.m., I'm going to stop through.
All right.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, listen. One love, one mic.
That thing. All right.
One love, one mic.
Lord have mercy. What in the world?
This trouble.
This was my idea.
Trouble.
This
we
is
got
amazing.
Trouble indeed, mm-hmm. And trouble number two. What's coming up? Now, who's coming up?
I just don't know. Lord, I just don't know.
You don't know? Well, let me see. Okay. I think I know who this is, but Lord.
We're in trouble again?
Yeah, we are. Mm-hmm. And you could go ahead and open up the mic, Diva. Don't open up the mic. You got an area code.
Which one? Oh, Lord. Ooh. Oh, Lord. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone.
Oh, yes. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone.
I know
we have one of
Lord. This is trouble number five.
Trouble number five. God.
This is the slayer.
I ain't no trouble. I ain't no player. I crush a lot, though.
How you doing, Joe?
Yes, you are. Yes.
Danielle, my fellow Negro.
What's good with you? Is this the verbal mind dancer? Is this the one? Is this that guy?
It sure is.
This is Joe the verbal mind dancer. And that name right there, he owns that name. Don't y'all believe it when he's trying to humble himself.
Yes,
he owns that. Okay. He is indeed the verbal mind dancer. Lord, have mercy. I've been a fan since day one.
Oh Lord, am I asking a question, or is it you? Please, okay, all right.
You get. I'm gonna do it while you get yourself together. Get some more ice, Eva. Get some more ice. Joe, the verbal mind dancer. Are you ready for the question?
Yes, I am.
All right. We want to know, what is your fetish?
Oh, this is easy peasy lemon squeezy. Those who know me, I mean, everybody know I'm, you know, I have a foot fetish and foot lover. You know?
You have a what? Say that again.
A foot fetish.
Oh, you like pretty feet.
Yes, indeed.
Smooth toes.
Wow.
and soft soles. Smooth toes and soft soles, that's the key.
Yeah, I'm right now.
That's what I say. I keep my feet smooth. Even when they're not polished, I keep my toes soft and my toes. Ooh, child. Because you know what it is? When your feet are taken care of like that, you can get enjoyment. See, I like to touch. When I'm next to somebody, I like to rub my feet on them too. Not just, you know, I like every part of my body to touch them. So you gotta
be
soft, you know, soft touch. And then, so you can enjoy that. When you rub them against them, you can just go, this is so good.
Oh, yeah, especially when they put them on your chest and gotta push you back and all that. Yeah, it's nice.
Oh, dang.
Oh, I just saw that. Lord,
I'm
busy. Y'all keep talking to me.
Lord,
that brought back some memories. Have mercy. Have mercy.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I like that position. What were we talking about here?
I
was in my head. Jeff, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought us something.
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. I actually have a piece called Foot Lover. Can y'all hear me okay?
I can hear you.
Yeah.
I can hear you. All right. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. Foot Lover. Oh, how they move me. Sometimes hidden, sometimes exposed. Let me start from the beginning why I have a fetish for a woman's toes. From my days as a toddler crawling around on the floor, I was surrounded in an environment with pimps and hoes. I saw purple hair, firm brown breasts. Hell, I remember fake crying to get picked up by these guests. But this fetish, yes, this fetish is vexed as best explained by the view that I got from a lower plane. Under tables I would crawl to see those dangling heels, revealing a little toe cleavage. Damn, that was such a thrill. All that taunting had me wanting to see a little more. And I was only 4, but what was I looking for? At the age of 9, things got more intense. My desire had grown even more immense. I was on the fence of embarrassment to not even caring, man. I had to see the phalanges, man. I started judging hands. A thumb could give a hint of how that big toe went. But my fetish, God bless it, is not about the scent. It's that look for the well-shaped nail, how the foot makes a pair of flip-flops look sexy as hell. The key is with the accepting of peers, I will suppress my request, but not out of fear. It was for the jeers and the laughing we get. For years, I enhanced my ocular view with the stealth and the help of a binocular zoom. I could spy pretty feet from the comfort of my room. As I grew older, I got a little bolder. I flat out asked a woman if she had pretty feet. Forget about waiting for summer and trying to be discreet. I was a polished lover undercover, from shaving legs to painting nails. I kissed a big toe once, and that reaction was just exciting as a whale. It gave validity to my fetish, which was validated years ago. There's a sensuality within the legs, foot, and toes. Some may cringe at the thought. Some will never admit it. Some just say, ooh, and never get it. When a man admires feet, that doesn't make him a freak. It means he knows. It simply means he knows a woman's emotions run deep. He may want to rub them. He may want to taste them. He may just enjoy the sexy way you display them. If I'm pleased with the look, my attention goes elsewhere. my fetish guides my actions, knowing what to touch and where. Some folks read palms. I read the foot. I can tell by the from the shape of them. I can tell by how they look. A sexy foot doesn't have to be perfect. I've seen some beautiful faces, then look down, and in this case is being shallow never serves a purpose. My fetish started working overtime. I envisioned adorned feet in my mind, sling back heels and a toe peeped at me. She had no idea she was wearing my fantasy. Head up, shoulders back, I trained myself to view them like that. But in those moments I get to behold them, when a woman feels at ease to show them, I let her know right then they are quite sexy. And she could tell by the erect me. That simple look would direct me. Her feet were the conductors, and I played the perfect symphony. Now, don't pity me, for all things are not beautiful. Feet are just a small part of the total soul. It's my fetish, and I get it, whether you do or not. Pedicures just enhance the beauty and fuel my passion over the top in peace. Thank you.
You see what I'm talking about? Yes. Girl, me in here looking at my toes, my unpolished toes, but they still pretty. Lord, now you gonna have me looking at my toes for a minute. See,
it's been known to happen.
My favorite topic. Oh my goodness! I swear, when you tell a story, you tell a story. My goodness! I'm like, you know.
Oh my God, that was good for me.
No wonder we're saying that's some dope. My goodness!
Absolutely, no, absolutely. That ink is man. I told you I've been a fan since day one, and I could listen to you recite poetry every single day, every day.
Ooh, right. Lord. Anyway, thank you so much, Joe. We're going to move into the love language man. Oh, my goodness. I don't know. Maybe he needs to be doing the verbal story, the mind dance, and the storyteller.
Okay. It's all part of this. It's all under the same umbrella. It's all under the same umbrella.
I hear that.
Mm,
see, it's the
so
way you say things. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find it. Diva, this show is amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, Lord have mercy.
Lord, girl.
We get slayed. Why do I feel slayed? I feel slammed. like right up against the wall. Have your way. Not Burger King. Damn, it's killing me. All right, Benny. Yeah. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it is 20 minutes to the hour, and you know we want y'all to dial that number 319-527-6300, and y'all press that one. We want to know what your fetish is. So, Diva, are we going back to Queen, the 973? We ready for that?
We can try and see if she's ready.
All righty. Hey, Diva.
Hey,
welcome to your Erotic Levitation.
Queen, yeah. Dwayne, God. What's up, Queen?
Oh my. I am, I got the fan, the box fan down on the floor right now messing around with this show.
Straight
a little too hot.
Right?
Well, we know it's about to get even hotter up in here, so don't act like you don't. We already know that you won't bring it. Okay.
Thank you for the confidence. But what is the
try to five times. It ain't working.
Okay.
I can't keep ice. I can't even keep ice in the bed.
Lord.
They be coming through here like we don't know who they are, right?
Right. Oh, man. You guys are too much. So the
is
question tonight is about fetishes?
Yeah,
yes,
what is your
fetish? Yeah. Well,
what is my fetish?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, my fetish involves a strong man with a firm hand who's appreciative,
yes,
and who also loves baby oil. I love a good baby oil wrestle. I get all greasy all over your body. It's very tactile, you know, when your body is in full contact and it's slippery. There's something about that that just does it for me.
Especially when you know just the right amount to put on them, and it soaks in just enough to give you that slickness between your skin.
I want full slippery. I want those sheets not to be any good anymore. Slippery. I want.
Ooh,
yes.
You want the imprint. Ooh.
Yes. Yeah. I want the baby oil wrestle.
Ooh. I'm telling y'all know I'm visual, right? So whenever you give me a description of something, I'm in my head seeing the chocolate bodies, the light skin bodies, all of that.
Yes.
Men and women together. From head to toe, I see all of that.
Just wrestling for a little to see who's going to be in control and who's going to tap out. It's just really make it a full contact sport. You know what I mean?
I don't tap out.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a win-win.
It is a win-win. It's
exactly.
A win-win all over.
Yeah. I don't tap out. I don't go to sleep. I just get breaks. I be like, all
right,
I'm going to lay there for a minute.
Right.
I'm going to look at the ceiling. I'm going to look over at him, and I'll be like, hey,
man.
Round one.
Round two.
Right, like round three. Fight.
Ready? Right? Exactly. Like, baby, no, there will be no sleeping at night. All right?
Yes.
There will be none.
I'm sorry. Either way, riding or slobbering, either way, I'm breathing.
Yes, okay.
Trying to tell you.
I know that's
sorry,
right.
Sorry.
Oh, gosh. Yes, it is. Oh, man. Flushing over here.
God, that.
Oh, we bet. We bet. You the ringleader, LeBron. You bring it all out.
Honey.
So, which is all I'm going to say.
Well,
I know
I
you
got to say
what we were saying was, we know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. So, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay, I got you. So this is not new, but it's one of my favorite erotic pieces. It doesn't have a title. All right. Your words choked me playfully. They tickled a secret place in me. You tried a key in a door that had yet to be named in me. What do you want, you ask me, willfully sticking your fingers into places marked no trespassers. What do you want, you ask me, wrapping your knowing around my throat, forcing my bottom teeth open against my reason. This man really asked me what I needed. I couldn't believe it, but I couldn't control how your knowing had me open. You breathe the universe of possibilities. Now here I stand, spread open like the Vitruvian man, waiting for you to name me, blame me like they did Eve. Instead, you ask me, what did I need? Pulled me gently from my knees, made sure that I was steady on my feet. Tell me, baby, what do you need? Take your time, my love, just breathe. I inhaled long and exhaled deep. After taking a moment to think, I replied, see me, look me over easy. Before we are intimate, into me see. Remain seated as I disrobe, slowly gathering up the courage to show you the part of my garden that had yet to be nourished. Let me flourish under your tentative gaze. Wait as I slowly peel out of my inhibitions and melt like butter. Be a cover, be a covenant. Drink me in like a tall sip of water. Cocoa kiss shoulders, the length of my neck, the pillows of my breast, the abstract expressionist splatter of my tattered knowing, the wide set of my forgotten pride. I want to be naked for the first time. I want to be naked for the first time. What do I want? Stoked by your urging, I made quick work of purging my rational self. Now watch me, pinching my nipples as they stand at attention, caressing my clitoral erection, legs spread apart, fingers rhythmic up, down, left, right, A, B, start. Watch me as I cheat code my way to beast mode. Watch me as I bloom under your tentative gaze, glazed in anticipation, losing my fingers as I forget the rules of submission, forming a vortex inside my cervix. Watch me as my nectar flows, my soul exposed. What do I want? I want you to savor me. Suck the fat meat where it's greasy. Take it easy. Don't rush this moment. Savor the flavor of my every component. Lick every inch like I'm made out of chocolate. I lost my place. These as you please me. Chocolate covered kisses, missing nothing, relentless. I shake in submission, saving me as I bury my fist in your hair, pinning you there, winding my waist as I ride your face, letting nothing go to waste. Watch me as I.
Ooh. Oh, she dropped, Diva. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
You know what?
Call back.
You got to call on back, and we're going to let you finish that one. You got to start all over again, because I'm going to tell you right now, that's hot. And I was all into it. And yeah. So listen. Well, see, let's, Diva, did we get 302?
I don't. Yeah, we did.
Don't even remember.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Anonymity.
Oh, Okay. Oh, my gosh. Oh, Lord.
Yeah,
here we,
right,
I'm about,
exactly.
We're about to get slaves one more time.
Yeah.
What number is this trouble? You know what?
Yeah,
I just
too.
Tried like three times to put ice in my jug. I can't keep ice. Something wrong. Doggone. So anyway. So, anyway, you know what? I'm going to put him on anyway. This is our New York zone,
yeah.
Right? Right. Hey, Javi, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Hey, hey. How you doing, Javi?
I had to get that out. You know why.
We're going to talk later.
I'm allowed one evil genius laugh per week, and that's mine. So I use it. So that's my evil genius laugh.
Okay. It's all good. It's all good. Trust me, it's all good.
Diva,
I think it's your turn to ask the question.
You think so? Okay. Hey, Hi, we want to know, what are your fetishes or your fetish?
What are my fetishes? Okay. Let me put my feet up and relax. My particular fetish is I like big butts, and I cannot lie. My fetish is, in particular, besides eyes, I love necks.
Okay.
I love shoulders. I love fupas. I love a good fupa. I love hips. I love thighs. I love the space in the back of the knee, especially when it's in the air and I can nibble it while I'm inside of you. I love pretty toes. I love really thick calves. I like a woman who takes care of her pH balance so that she tastes heavenly whenever I decide to taste her. And I can spend as much time figuring out exactly what she needs. I like ass worship. I love oil. I love to use my strong and steady hands to massage and take out all knots that might be in your back, the stress of your day. I like to kiss more than anything else in the entire world. My fetish is kissing. And if I'm connected to you, which I prefer, I believe a kiss can change the little atmosphere in the universe around us, because a good kiss can take you anywhere. And everything begins with a good kiss. So for me, my fetish, going in reverse, is the kiss and all the aforementioned things that follow that make me the fetishized person. And I also love, absolutely love, love, love the smell of a woman who comes strictly out the shower, fresh, no perfume, no nothing, that fresh, soapy smell, because she tastes heavenly at that point. All right, so that's my question.
Have mercy. Oh, Lord, 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 y'all men. Oh, God. Diva, this is your show tonight, honey. Diva, are you there? Did you mute yourself, honey?
Yes, I am. You know, yes, I am. I am here.
Okay.
Mojave.
Okay.
Thank you for that, but I'm ready to hear your piece. because I know I'm about to get slayed, and my ice is already going for the fourth time. I'm trying to keep ice. It ain't working. So, all right.
You're trying to keep ice? What happened to the ice? What the hell
the ice keeps melting. Y'all just keep coming on and melting my ice. So there's no use in me even trying to refill. I've tried four times, and it just did not work. So go ahead.
Okay.
Making love to us. I'm going to mute myself.
Well, normally, you know, I like to do this music thing, but I just wrote this like 5 minutes ago, dead ass, because I realized I didn't have a piece. Right. So forgive me for it not being as you know, sharpened and smoothed out as I usually do it. I just wrote it. So I hope you can forgive me for my impetuousness of not preparing a piece and doing what I need to do in the meantime, in between time. And VIP, we missed you on Tuesday. You should have brought your ass. Anyway, that's beside the point.
I'm so sorry, hon. I was really out of commission. I've been out of commission since last Wednesday. I've been sick, and I'm croaky, so I wasn't going to come on and sound like a croaky head. So I'm trying to recuperate. I did listen to some.
Okay.
I did listen to some. Yeah.
All right. No, that's what's up. That's what replays are for. All right. Are y'all ready?
Yes, we're ready.
Mike and Joy.
Okay. All right. What do I like? I like the feeling of your lips passing mine. A good goddamn kiss that changes the atmosphere, draws down moisture, roises bridges. There's nothing better than the smell of pussy, excited, inviting. The strength of tongue dancing on the hood of your clit to tease and suck to see how you flip. Let me look into your eyes slowly as I watch your yoni bloom. Groom your flower till your hips speak of the impending doom. I map your clit in my mind. Most men want to grab handfuls of ass. I want to grab shoulder and hold you still. Let me lick and nibble your sides and inner hips. Allow me to create history between our organs. Introduce my penis to your wet and excited vagina. I am only here to hear how your moan and cry incite me to chorus. I'ma blow this popsicle stand. Use my fingers and master your internal, because any wish you have is my command. It is beautiful how you envelop me. Ask me to your oasis, part your pool, pondering this fool's question. What do I like? You are a fetish. Let me suck your toes to the throes of passion, overtake you as I stroke slow. Let me go deep and as far as I can go. Let me know you in a biblical sense. Defile you with a debauchery unseen only as a blue movie. You won't look at me in the morning. I'm going to leave particles in the corner of your mouth and in the creases of your skin, the scent of sin covering every orifice that I've been in. To have you pleased in the ease by which I took a thief of your resting bitch face piece, you better say please. My hands are strong and steady that need your blessing, waits for your nature to rise. I will separate you into sections to for me to sample the flavor, end up in my beard, let you lay still as you've been speared, tip and tongue to the spasm rides your wing lip till you subside. And when you are not with me, let me talk you through an orgasm. Heal you, loot you. I'm an ignorant ass. You know what I came to do. Let me kiss your hoopah, your neck, your hips, and ass. With almost no class. Let me fetish you. Home.
Oh, damn. Oh, my God.
Can I hear that very last line one more time, please?
Let me kiss your fupa, neck, hips, and ass with no class. Let me fetish you.
God almighty. I wish my mother would say, let me fetish you. I'm going to throw my dog. hang up the child. Oh my God, how damn. I'm still stuck on the line, nothing better than smoke pussy. I don't know whether to agree with that or to agree with that.
You're killing me. Yeah. Look, they just came in to slay tonight. I'm just so thrilled. No ice. I'm still complaining about no ice, but I just can't. Y'all just slay me and everything gets hot. And it got hot in here a lot of times tonight. And this one here, this New York drone, ain't making no better trying to kiss on a fupa. Lord have mercy. Everywhere else, too.
Oh.
Lord.
I'm in my head. Y'all got me in my feels. Y'all got me in my head. I'm feeling some type of way tonight. All this masculine energy. Even the queen, even though she got cut short, she brought it. It's just that.
She's really, really good. Man, come
on. Y'all killing me. Damn, Hive. You just do the thing to us. 5 minutes ago, 2 minutes ago, 1 minute, 30 seconds ago, it don't matter when you wrote it. You wrote that shit, you took that shit, and you really made us feel.
Lord, Diva, take him to the love bounce, because I just can't. I'm just all, throat all dry, head all hurting and whatnot.
Not the dryness. Mm. Never the dryness.
I know.
Not the dryness.
Y'all keep melting my ice.
Can I get the question? What are you doing next Tuesday? I was waiting for that one.
You came in here and discombobulated everybody.
I know. Yeah,
I did.
That's
not.
What happened.
That's what Joe DeVoe did.
No.
I had my locks hanging down. It got so damn hot up in here, I had to put my hair up in a bun because it's too much for me. It's too much tonight. So, Iron Man. Can I call you Iron Man?
Sure can.
I do that. Yeah, Iron Man.
Okay.
please let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Universe.
All right, so check it out. It's a dream come true. It's an absolutely incredible dream come true. Next Tuesday, I get to interview Jessica Holter from the Punani Poets. Ooh. Here on Epiphany Radio Universe of Real Entertainment Network. We are interviewing her here. We're going to talk about the Punani Poets, Punani TV. We're going to talk about her entrepreneurial efforts as well as her community change efforts and the things that she does. And of course, you know, we're going to hit her with some dope poetry because we're going to hear some of hers, and it's going to be an amazing thing. It's one of those things where, you know, you have a vision question, those things come true, and literally my vision finds me in places that I need to be. And so from watching her on HBO, to actually having her come to a room that I hosted and stay and hang out all day with us, you know, to her agreeing to this interview, it's a dream come true. We're doing it here on Epiphany Radio Universe. I would tell people to always believe in yourself, manifest whatever you happen to dream in. And this is this network is incredible because it hosts incredible hosts. The fam is incredible, but also the people who call in and participate. And I want you to join us in this particular thing, because, of course, you know, erotic poetry is a thing I do. It's a thing, right? But to actually be a person who led the way for most of us who are Black erotic creators to bring it here, it's an amazing and awesome and incredible feat. And I'm thankful, and I'm thanking you guys for rocking with me, coming through and supporting and doing everything that we need to do. It's a real chamber network, babe. We took our socks off. That's all I can tell you.
Thank you for that, Mojave. Iron Man. Now, I'm going to escort you over to the Love Lounge. If you wouldn't mind, sir, follow me.
One love.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness.
I can't
believe
it.
Girl,
look. These nights. Oh, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, it is after 11, so you guys are in overtime with us. Y'all hanging with us, and we appreciate it. So, Viva, shall we bring in the last caller?
Yeah, we shall.
All right, area code 747. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. Who do we have?
I know who this is.
Yo, feel the vibe.
What's good with you? You want to tell everybody who you are?
This is Rob, the djembe poet.
Yes, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. What y'all doing? I mean, what's
you
y'all
don't know
doing?
What we doing.
Y'all just going crazy up in there. Oh, shit. Cleveland and all this kind of stuff, you know, and the Punani Poet. Do you want to do with the Punani Poet? Cleveland and High Heels and Cleveland? Yeah.
That's
the
comedy show for next week.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I can't.
I remember Punani Poets back
so
in the one. Man, the Punani Poets went to this, one of them, at least one of them, went to this club in Oakland while I was still living up there. And that's when I first started writing poetry. And, you know, so yeah, the Punani Poets, shoot. Yeah, they are the evidence of erotic poetry and stuff, so y'all can learn from it. But anyway, so
I'm sure. That's what's up.
Well, they can, but you know what? They can learn from y'all too. Yeah, y'all be getting
of
down.
Of course they can. Of course they can. you know how it goes.
Well, thank you.
Okay, we're talking about shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. See, yeah. This VIP. Yeah, she like that. Yeah, she said, "Listen, they don't know what's up. You know what we do here in the Erotic Love Zone."
Okay.
Then they'll make y'all look. I'm telling them, you will make them. You'll make the Punani Poets say, "Oh my God, they're too nasty for us." Ooh.
Oh my lord.
You make them look like nuns. Shit.
Yeah. <Straight up. laughs> Yo, that's what's up. So, is it my turn to ask the question tonight, Eva, again? Or is it yours? You know I get lost in the phone. It's my turn?
It's yours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rob.
Yes.
Djembe. Poet. Are you ready for the question?
Of course.
All right. We'd like to know, what is your fetish?
Good question. Made better, Chuck. Yeah, I'm ready for the question. It's like, what are you asking? I don't even know. Seriously. But I would say a booty, and some breasts.
Okay. Oh,
Lord.
He said booty and breast
assist.
Okay.
I heard.
In all shades of the flavor.
Oh.
All shades of the flavor. And I'm turning to black women. All shades up and down.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yes. And, of course, a little braid, a little lock, a little twist, a little straight hair, some lips, both lips, as a matter of fact.
Listen to you.
All right.
And you think I'm just subconscious, brother, saying black power all the time. Black power is in between the thighs of the woman. That is creation. That is power right up there. You don't know.
Ooh, fuck that shit. Yeah.
Right.
I like it.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, all right. Thank you for that. Right
in other words, y'all have been a major, y'all been a bad influence on me, but I can't help it. I need to feel the rhythm.
What? Well, you're welcome to come and bad get influence anytime you like.
I was gonna say that's a good thing, right?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Really bad. You know, y'all so bad, y'all need to get spanked.
Oh, well, shit, what am I saying?
Yo, join that motherfucker.
you threatening us with a good time? Is that what you're doing? It's talking about spanking. Is that what you're doing?
It's going in that direction. I'm a little mm-hmm. modest, you know. I still have that little good boy part of me like, you know, shy bruh from the Five Heartbeats and shit, all shy and stuff, you know what I'm saying? You know.
Of course you do. Mm-hmm. After talking about spanking. Boy, you shy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They don't get no shyer than talking about spanking.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I get
you. But in the mixture of time, let me go ahead and get it in so we get some of the people in the thing.
Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
The mic and everything else is prepared. Lustful relevance is in the air. Manufacturing these stairs in a big old empty room. In proper positions, rectifying the submissions, the dire obsessions, its wetness and erections at our discretion. Throbbing steel, swim in your lagoon. High-pitched screams, manicure nails cause scratches on my backs reaching high noon. Like a DVR, I rewind, repeat, rewind, repeat, rewind, repeat. Now secretions squirt and seep through the crevice of passion, completely stiff to the point of satisfaction, bestowed on this path to ecstasy, feeling so goddamn content with the essence, you fucking the shit out of me. My stone head drowns in penetration, sweet sensations playing hips in rotation with this smooth operation, planting the tree, I am the water, you're the seed. Taking responsibility for our newfound growth. Masculine moan, flow to the beat of your oral stroke. Pre-combustion, sexy fun, like confunction. Five alarms ringing, delightfully singing praises of your skills. Fuck. Now my poetic overtures give your body some chills. Shit. Reciprocation of pleasure, mutually enriching journeys to forever. Wrap around your finger while your thighs wrapped around my waist. Lustful relevance never hesitates. Bodies adjust to the power of my thrust. Your walls, contract obligations, gripping revelations in a secret hideaway. Igniting life to make an appearance while you, with missionary perseverance, and your nipples are bitten gently. Orgasmic streaks in high velocity, signature of a bliss this meant to be. Now here we come simultaneously. Screams of passion, holding heart for ransom, wiping tears, sweat and tears, along with apprehensions and fears. You belong to me, bonding beyond limitations and infinity. I'm the water, you're the seed. Spark the relevance of the spirit under development. We're like a song, composed with beauty and understanding. We're ready to share a love that is in a world that's so cold and demanding. I am the water, you're the seed. Shit, this pussy was good enough. And I know for you, this dick was heavenly. In peace.
Well, then.
Alrighty then.
Wait, I wasn't ready. No, I wasn't ready.
Well, I got the musical references, that's for sure. But wow, that was...
Damn. That was dope. That was hot. That was, okay. All right.
How dare he come in for the swimming for 2 weeks in a row and try to slay us, okay? What? And I don't do a rock ever, but what? Really?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I never said I didn't do erotica. It's just that I don't do it as much as you guys do it. That's all, but I do it.
Okay. Well, I'm glad
you did. I put the emphasis on it and shit. You know what's up.
Well, that was nice. I'm like, dude. You know what? We're gonna kick you. We have to kick you out. We're gonna kick you right to the love lounge for sure.
That's the treatment I get because I do it very well. But then you're gonna throw me. Like, oh Lord, this is just.
No,
yeah,
I'll just walk, okay?
You have to kick me. I'll just walk there, okay?
You gonna walk with me? You gonna walk with me, sir? Because I'm the escort over there. You gonna walk with me?
Well, it's gonna be more than an escort. I'm just saying, so you gotta be careful.
All right now.
All y'all can follow me. We got a lot of fun.
Well, I got a man on the board, so I gotta, you know, I'm the host, so my co-host must escort you. So you'll be all right. Trust me. So one love, one love.
Your host, you ain't gonna see your co-host again, but hey, for the rest of the night at least.
Gotta let me come back.
All
right.
Feel the vibe. I'm out of here.
Thank you.
One love, y'all. Right. Out.
Thank you.
One love.
Lord have mercy. You're so crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, thank y'all so much. My goodness, y'all came in here and just laid us. Y'all killed us. And I think I'm going to have some dry ice the next time so it can slowly melt. Y'all killed me tonight. Yeah. So with that
I'm about to go drink me some wine and blow some tree because I need it after this show.
Okay. So listen, everybody, thank you so much. Listen, y'all blew up Epiphany tonight. Listen, and again, thanks to our illustrious CEO, Father Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, for this platform. My goodness, this For Real Entertainment Network blew up tonight. Y'all blew us away. So we thank you. Y'all stay safe. God bless. Diva.
Yes. What she said. And then also, I want you to continue getting that good relationship with yourself and just loving and respecting one another. Continue that. And please, everybody, it's still a lot of germs and virus going on out there. Mm-hmm. So if you don't feel good, use common sense and just stay away from people until you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, let me see. I'm going to say peace and take you out with this.
Far away. Maybe.
shit in the breeze. Every day is spent all in the sheets. Emphatic when I tell you what you mean
to me.
Chemistry, intimate memory. Every time I give you all my energy, emphasis, never sleep.
Never sleep.